This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hospitals in Gaza face collapse on Monday as water, power, and medicine near depletion, and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians search for dwindling food supplies, while Israel maintained punishing airstrikes in retaliation for last week's deadly rampage by Hamas. UN officials said thousands of patients' lives were at risk, and mediators struggled for a ceasefire to let in aid waiting at the Egyptian border. But after more than 7 hours of talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a tentative agreement.
The United States and Israel have agreed to develop a plan that will enable humanitarian aid from donor nations and multilateral organizations to reach civilians in Gaza, and them alone, including the possibility of creating areas to help keep civilians out of harm's way. It is critical that aid begin flowing into Gaza as soon as possible.
And Blinken also said that U.S. President Joe Biden will be pushing for more resolve.
We welcome the government of Israel's commitment to work on this plan. The president very much looks forward to discussing it further when he's here on Wednesday.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to meet this week with Chinese leaders in Beijing on a visit that underscores China's support for Moscow during its war in Ukraine. The two countries have forged an informal alliance against the United States and other democratic nations that is now complicated by the Israel-Hamas war. China has sought to balance its ties with Israel with its economic relations with Iran and Syria, which are strongly backed by Russia. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has a narrow gag order imposed on him by a federal judge overseeing his 2020 election subversion case. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Judge Tanya Chutkin says there are no restrictions on statements criticizing the Justice Department generally or about Trump's belief that the case is politically motivated, but she says he cannot mount a smear campaign against prosecutors and court personnel. That's after special counsel Jack Smith's team accused Trump of using online attacks to try to taint the jury pool. Trump's lawyers fiercely fought against a gag order, saying it would censor a political candidate during a campaign. The judge says Trump does not have a right to say and do exactly as he pleases. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's a settlement in a long-running lawsuit over the Trump administration's separation of parents and their children at the southern U.S. border.
U.S. officials say the arrangement between the Biden administration and the American Civil Liberties Union bars the government from similar separations for 8 years, but also provide benefits like the ability for parents to come to the U.S. and work. The ACLU represented families separated from their children. The Trump administration separated thousands of children from their parents or guardians they were traveling with as it moved to criminally prosecute people for illegally crossing the southwestern U.S. border. The settlement still has to be approved by a judge. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Colombia's government and the rebel group known as FARC have signed a 3-month ceasefire and formally began peace talks. President Gustavo Petro is aiming to pacify rural areas of the country before regional elections later this month. During an event in a small border town on Monday, both sides agreed to cease attacks on civilians and set up a group that will monitor that ceasefire. The FARC EMC is Colombia's third largest armed group. Around 3,600 members, the leaders refused to join a 2016 peace deal between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, in which more than 12,000 rebels laid down their guns. China's Belt and Road Initiative looks to become smaller and greener after a decade of big projects that boosted trade but left big debts and raised environmental concerns. The shift comes as leaders from across the developing world descend on Beijing this week for a government-organized forum, what is known as the brief was short. The initiative was built power plants, roads, railroads, and ports around the world and deepened China's relations with Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Mideast. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.